back sitting in your chairs after the beautiful dancing with Robert Coxon, cheering your spirit all up. So relax again where you are. If it is appropriate for you, you may gently close your eyes to eliminate any outwardly distractions. Take deeper, slower breaths. Slower breath, feeling more your lungs and your entire being. Infusing yourself even more with the energies of this space. Allowing yourself to feel even more of your heart, of your energy, of your soul. As you are sitting in a sacred land, and you can truly feel it now in a group of ancient souls together. You really only arrived a moment ago, but as soon as you connect in a family like this, even though many of you haven't met before, you can feel the connectedness through your soul. And it is even greatly amplified by being in this sacred land, in this Pleiadian node. So open and allow more for the energies and what it is to come for you for the days ahead, to possibilities, to new awareness, to a higher elevated consciousness, to more harmony and balance, to more healing in your life, to more compassion, to more beauty, to more joy, and to a deeper sense of peace and trust in yourself. You already know that Spirit loves you so much. They love you so much. But the biggest thing they ask is to how much you can love yourself. So allow yourself in these days, and truly in this moment, first moment together, before the first Cryon channel for these sessions on this seminar and excursion, to open more into loving yourself. Feeling that reflection of the divine, but from within. Take a deep breath. How much more you can love yourself. It's all in the energy, it's all in your feeling, it's all in the allowance, in the expansiveness, in the presence, in beingness, in doing nothingness. Simply allowing and relaxing. It can feel so hard for us at times, but truly in being and relaxing, the answers, the intuition, the resolutions will come to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to be anywhere. You are just being presence. Some of you are already feeling the presence from the morning or since you came here of the benevolent beings that are here with you, that are pouring into this room, the Kryon entourage and the entourage that comes with you and the presence of the ancestors of this land that was honoring you through the ceremony of Samia, the shaman, and you honoring them back, pointing to all four directions. See them all coalescing together as one family, as one soul. In oneness, the true essence of all we are, one, and loving yourself even more from moment to moment to moment, in a place of no beginning and no end, always in a circle. Always in a circle of love. And open your hearts to the wisdom, to the love, to the compassion and light from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves on a node, a place of teaching, a place of beauty, a place of energy that's different than most. Unlike most of them, they're pinpointed. That is to say, they often occupy a mountain or an area. This one is vast. It represents indigenous wisdom that is still here. Teachings that are germane to today. The work, core truths in cosmology that you can study and honor. Some of the original teachings are still among the indigenous in certain ways that haven't changed. But you have to look hard for it. Things change over time because of free choice, because of influences. But here the land speaks the loudest, dear ones. And the land will tell you of the things that have been here before you, the things that are precious, and the land welcomes you back. Those who sit in front of me in this Yucatan Peninsula have been attracted here for many reasons, but some of you lived here. And you can feel it because the land welcomes you in a way that is different, even where you live. And it's not simply the beauty or the weather or the surroundings or the art or the animals or the birds. There's something greater than that. It's where the land speaks and says, "You're part of everything, dear ones." And it's real. This is a celebration of 30 years with my partner and myself. And in those 30 years, there has been a graduation almost yearly of different energies as I give these things to him to say. And he has changed. And this would be normal, dear ones, for all humanity, is that as you start the meld with spirit in any way that you will, it grows, and it grows inside, and and starts to manifest itself in the way that you think, and the way that you act, and the way perhaps even that you enjoy peace. And if you go back to that moment where my partner sat in the chair, I will tell you things that he doesn't know. And I want to relate it to you. He tells the story of actually throwing down a gauntlet, as they say. And he did. The engineer that he was, with a mind that is so different than today, was skeptical in every single way. But he had a puzzle to solve. And indeed, he took the chair, and indeed, he said to the chair, "Are you real?" Meaning, cry on, are you there? Or are you something that he just heard about, or perhaps a mythology, or something else that he couldn't identify? He didn't know invisible things. He was not versed in metaphysics. He didn't know anything even existed that was multidimensional past his reality. And his reality spoke loud and says, "Are you real or are you not real?" And I want you to take a look at this, because this is the model. You are in three dimensions, dear ones. Some of you enjoy that which is multidimensional, but in general, humanity has to work in the dimensionality that you were born in and you're used to, that you solve problems in. That's where he was. He didn't have esoteric thoughts at that moment. Didn't call in other entities or understand what an entourage was. It was the human in doubt that threw the gauntlet down and said, "If you're there, show up. I'll sit in the chair. You show up." And I'll tell you what was there that he didn't see. It was all around him. It was the next 30 years. In the field, it was known of the potentials of what would happen, of the messages of the love, of the life changes, of a multidimensionality that would simply explode into enlightenment, as they say, for so many, including him. And around him, in that chair, in that place, in that room, was the entourage. The entourage showed up because they knew that when he was filled with the feelings that he would be filled with, he couldn't explain them. I'll tell you, there was cheering that day. And the cheering wasn't because of what he did. The cheering was what he allowed. With permission, he actually said to Spirit, "If you're there, show me." It was permission to work with a human being, even at that level. Even with a totally logical brain, even with one who had no idea what he was asking for, he simply gave permission. And that is every one of you today. How many times have you done that? Spirit, are you real? Show me. I'll tell you what happened. Sometimes it's immediate, sometimes it's not. But you'll get answers. Because what happens is you give permission. That's free choice. There are entourages for you, every single one of you, just like for my partner. It's known in the field. Can you think back to perhaps when you made some decisions? When you said, "I believe there's more." That's when the spark occurs. The spark of solution, of delivery, of answers, because you said, "Okay," because you said, "I give permission." How many of you are aware that that's what you're doing? Some pray, please allow this, please allow that, please give me this, please give me that. Perhaps you should arrange that which you say differently to include yourself and the love that is there for you from God. I want you to allow for that instead of begging, perhaps, or feeling victimized and reaching up to God in some way and saying, help me. It's time to stand tall and say, I give permission for the healing that I came for today. You see, I know who's here. I know who's here. And that's the celebration, not of the 30 years. It's the celebration of who gets touched by truth. Can you do that? Those who listen later, I'm talking to you as well, but those who are in the chairs, as this conference begins with the beauty of the information to come in these days, of what you're going to see and feel, the ahas that are here and present, this is a perfect time to give permission for solutions. Every single one of you. Every single one, as you walk this planet, is not easy. There are things that you can have that are so much better than what you have right now. There are so many here who are afraid of the next thing, whatever it is. You're not comfortable yet with the fact that you own this time, dear spirit. You can say, I own this time. I'm here on purpose. And in this time, I create peace for myself. I create peace for those around me. Because I have a light that's bright. I create healing for myself. And the healing that I have for myself will create more light. And those will see it who are around me. It's as simple as that. And you can say intellectually, please tell me really what I'm doing. And I'll say no. Because your intellect is not high enough to understand the multidimensionality of the love of God. It isn't. It just isn't. And you might say, well, my brain, I trust my brain. Why don't you start trusting your heart? How does it feel? Don't think your way into this, dear ones. I want you to feel it. Is it safe? Yes, it is. There has been no safer spot than this, today, right now, for this. There's nothing here that will attach itself to you. That's not part of light. You don't have to chase away dark entities, dear ones, because they're not in this room. Do you hear that? They're not here because there's too much light. Too much light. And you get that with people of like mind who are in a confluence of coherence, who are all looking, perhaps right now, at the same thing for every one of you. It's time for a shift, for a change. A shift into beauty and peace, compassion, and a better night's sleep than you had last night. I know who's here. This is the beginning of the series of channelings, some of which we will then go over some of the basic things I have said over the years. The highlights, you might say, of the love of spirit. What you're able to do by yourself, with others, because you are enabled in the love of God. Enabled in the love of God. Born magnificent and knowing it. Let the teachings begin in this day. And may you all leave this room differently than you came. And I'll say that again later. And so it is.